The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Situation Report today. Glad to have you joining the conversation. My name is Jeremy Stalnaker. I am your host. And this is the show where we do our very best to give you the information and perspectives you need to navigate an ever-changing culture. And today is one of those shows where we have an incredible guest on who will help us, hopefully, navigate an ever-changing culture. And he has produced so many great resources to help us do that. This is a crazy time to be alive. I don't think anyone needs to be convinced of that. I made the point recently that when folks talk about unprecedented times, there's really no such thing as unprecedented times. Maybe technology is different. Maybe the way we do things is a little bit different than they've been done in the past. But the past has always had its ups and its downs, its trials, its tribulations, its difficulties, its good times, as well as its bad times. Unprecedented times are only spoken of by people that maybe don't know how things have been. Our nation has endured difficult trials and tribulations and has come through on the other side. And we're in one of those moments now where we're going through some very difficult things. I believe that we can come through on the other side in a positive way if we make good decisions. But it is hard to know what those decisions should be. Again, on this show, we do our very best to help you have the information and perspectives you need to navigate all of what's happening around us. And I'll be quite honest, one of the difficult areas for me to navigate personally is the economic area. Our economy is crazy. It's complicated. It's hard to understand. And really understanding how what I do personally with my finances connects to the larger picture is so difficult to clearly get a vision of. And I'm thankful for guests like the one that we have on today that help us break this down. We must understand finances, at least on a personal level, knowing how to handle those and what to do with them so that we can impact the larger community and culture around us. But again, it can be complicated. Our guest today is Kevin Freeman. Kevin is the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council and the host of Economic War Room, which can be found on The Blaze. In 1990, Kevin wrote a business plan for Sir John Templeton and was handpicked by him to help build the Templeton Private Client Group, which managed nearly $2.5 billion in global markets within a decade. Again, I share that with you so that you know, as he's talking, he has done this. He knows what he's talking about. He's one of the world's leading experts on economic warfare and financial terrorism. These are concepts that most of us aren't familiar with, but we need to be. Kevin authored the report, Economic Warfare Risks and Responses for the Department of Defense in 2009, and has briefed members of Congress here in the United States, written a number of books, including his most recent book, According to Plan, The Elite's Secret Plan to Sabotage America. That's an ominous title, but it is one that gets to the heart of what's happening. But there's hope attached to that. And we talk about that in this interview. Very, very grateful to have on Kevin Freeman. I know this will be an interview, a conversation that you will not only want to listen all the way through to the end of, but you will also want to share with others and then pick up his book and go to the resources that he mentions. Very grateful to have on Kevin Freeman. Before we jump into that, though, I would imagine if you've been to the grocery store recently, you've noticed that things are more expensive. Gas is more expensive. It doesn't matter where you live in this country. Things are more expensive. The economy, our economic future is uncertain. And we have to ask ourselves the question, what is it that we can do to protect our financial future for our families, for our children? What can we do personally? One of the things I would recommend is at least considering adding gold and silver into your IRA, your investment accounts. Take a look, figure out how to do that, and see if that is the right fit for you. The place that you can start is with Lear Capital. Call Lear Capital, and you can get their free precious metals investor guide. You can also ask them about their Lear Advantage IRA that lets you transfer or roll over your old 401k or IRA into a gold and silver tax advantage IRA. Plus, Lear is offering right now crazy shipping, free shipping, and up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. This is something you at least need to take a look at. You can call for details, 800-489-6450. Lear Capital is the most rated precious metals company on Consumer Affairs with a near perfect rating on Trustpilot. Call them at 800-489-6450. That is 800-489-6450. Calling that number, you will get your free kit, and there you will learn how gold has performed during periods of inflation, government debt, interest rate hikes, economic crashes, even wars, and how in all of those gold has been the financial bedrock asset in portfolios. One of the things I love about Lear Capital is that they are an American-owned company, proud to do business with Americans that share conservative values. Write this number down, 800-489-6450. Call them today, or if you don't want to call, you can click the link below in the show description and the show notes. Check them out. You will do yourself a great service by at least investigating Lear and what they have
Kevin
to
Freeman,
offer.
Thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate your time and excited about this conversation.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
There is so much to talk about, but for those that don't know you in our audience, maybe we can start with a little of your background and your journey. Obviously, you lead the economic war room, but you spend a lot of time talking about the economy, writing on the economy, but then much larger than that, and that's what we'll talk about a little bit today is your new book. How did you get to this place? What's your background? What brought you up to this, the place where you're having these conversations every day?
Yeah, well, my background is investment management. I worked as a with a chartered financial analyst designation. And I worked for the great John Templeton, who was, I would think, the best investor of the 20th century. Really brilliant guy. And in 2008, when I saw how rapidly our stock market declined and the impact it had on the election and the impact it had on everyday life, I realized that economic warfare could take down a nation. And so I began studying it, and I was picked up by the Pentagon, and they hired me as a consultant. And I was able to train most of the people in the Pentagon, plus most of the three-letter agencies, plus many members of Congress, both House and Senate, on the risks of economic warfare, how it was being waged against the American people, by foreign enemies in particular. But in the last 20 years, I've also watched as domestic enemies are using economics to try and destroy individual lives and destroy liberty here in America. So economic warfare has become my specialty. It started with the investment markets, and it's morphed into an understanding of how the far left, progressive left, uses economics to drive behavior, even with things like vaccine mandates. Yeah. If you don't comply, you lose your job.
A lot of people, I'll speak for myself, I have looked at what's happening in the world historically in my life as I've, you know, lived and raised a family and worked and done the things that I've done and thought, you know, a lot of this is unintentional. There are unintentional consequences to policy and people put policies in place and they don't always know how math works. Maybe that's what it's all about. It can be very confusing because you have to step back and ask the question, how can these people who supposedly understand leadership and understand the economy and understand these things make such bad decisions? And your new book is called According to Plan. And what kind of takes the veil off of my eyes, and I would imagine for many other people, is when you realize it's not accidental. There are some not smart people in politics, but there is a plan, and the people who really, really pull the levers are putting that plan in place. Can you talk about your book and talk about that, about what is happening, what economic warfare looks like, and how it's playing out?
Yeah, well, let's just start with your premise there. You know, maybe just incompetence. So maybe that explains why we left Afghanistan and left tens of billions of dollars of equipment behind that the Chinese picked up. Maybe that explains why we pulled the military out first and then, oh, there are people there that we need to get out after the military. All right. So was that incompetence or was it accidental or was it according to plan? Well, okay. So maybe that was incompetent. Let's move to the border situation. Why leaving the border open with – we're worried about a thousands of COVID deaths, but we're not worried about the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths from fentanyl coming across the border. And we know what stops it. We know where it comes from.
Yeah.
But we leave the border open. Why did we do that? Accidental, incompetence, according to plan. And you go through so many issues – and you realize that the statistical opportunity for all of that to be accidental is zero. It is impossible that everything you'd get one right every once in a while, but this administration has not gotten anything right, including inflation, the economy, you name it. And even the student loan forgiveness, you look at that and you realize, what is that designed to do? It's designed to buy votes, but it also is going to saddle future generations of Americans with massive debt. So you take a student loan and you say, hey, I got that paid for. No, you didn't. You're going to be paying for it the rest of your life in higher taxes.
Yeah. One of the challenges I have intellectually with accepting your premise is that there has to be someone behind that. So what does the coordination – this is me thinking. What would the coordination require? Now, I'll tell you this. Before COVID, I didn't believe that nations coordinated. I don't know what I thought. I mean, you assume that there are bad people and bad actors and people talk. But the COVID response was a 24-hour news cycle of watching how nations coordinate their response to things. But one of the difficult things to accept, I guess, is that there is coordination happening because then there would have to be a coordinator. Who is the one that is pushing these agendas? Who is the coordinator, if you will? It's certainly not our president. Someone else is behind that. Who's behind all of this?
All right. The God's honest truth is it's Lucifer himself, it's Satan, and it's driving through the evil of hearts of individuals. And what I mean by that is, if you look, there were 45 goals of the Communist Party USA. They were published in a book a friend of mine wrote titled The Naked Communist. And then they were republished in 1963 in the Congressional Record by a Florida congressman. So this is well documented. And you walk through the list of things that they would like to see that would tear America down. And they are really a game plan, but they're also ripped from the headlines. Headlines such as you want to increase in the Hollywood and media, you want to increase evidence of homosexuality and promote homosexuality. Why? It degrades the family. Why do you want to degrade the family? It weakens American culture. And so point after point after point, including what art styles should look like. Should art be beautiful? Should you respect the flag or should you kneel? Those things were all written in these 45 steps to degrade America. And what makes them coordinated, and I wouldn't say that there was one master planner behind them, but they're coordinated with the one combination of destroying American individual liberty. And that's how you can have groups like Muslim radicals and radical feminists who would seemingly be at odds one against the other, working together to tear down what we would say would be traditional American values. And so you want to attack the American military, you want to attack the American economy, you want to attack the social fabric, and you want to attack the culture and the family. And we've seen all four of them under attack. That's the premise of the book, is that they're under attack. It's according to plan. And they're doing it with one general common goal, and that is we, the elite, want to tell you unwashed masses, non-elite, how to live because we're smarter, better, brighter, and more deserving than you. And we want to sit on top of the pile just like the pigs in the story Animal Farm by George Orwell.
Yeah. Why is the United States the target of that and not other countries?
The United States is the single great experiment of individual liberty. It is the exception to the rule. And when we use the term American exceptionalism, we throw it out all the time. And people say, oh, you're trying to say you're an exceptional people. We can't be better than other people because we are other people. We are the people from around the world. We are the exception to the rule. It was the great experiment of 1776 and then with the Constitution in the 1790s that said we believe and support and advance the individual and individual liberty rights as opposed to the collective being in charge run by the autocrats. And I want to give you one perfect example from the Constitution. In the Constitution, there's a statement there about Congress being able to protect inventor rights. And those inventor rights meant that instead of the great British Science Society determining what was acceptable in science, individuals could invent things that the British Society might say are impossible. And it happened here in the United States. The great scientific thinkers of our day said it's impossible for man to fly at the very time that two Wright brothers, a bicycle repairman in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, were actually flying. And by protecting individual inventor rights, we became an exception to the rule. And by the way, the law that President Washington signed into effect said he, she, or they can invent something, recognizing women having the capability and capacity to invent just as much as men. It was an equal rights type thing. It had nothing to do with whether or not you were a part of the society. We've been tearing that down lately, where Anthony Fauci says, I am science, and I will tell you what's right. But the origins of America and what made us unique were the belief and the trust in individual liberty under God.
Yeah, that's good. It's amazing. I think of everything that has even come out of the United States from a charity standpoint and as a Christian, from the propagation of, you know, the gospel and Christianity around the world and the good that's come from the United States. It's amazing to watch as forces within and without seek to undermine and destroy the foundation on which our country was built, realizing what has come from the free market and what's come from an understanding of individual sovereignty and individual liberty. It's absolutely fascinating to watch. But if you want to control the globe, you have to control really that bastion of individual thought and freedom, which makes sense. Is there a particular issue or item that Americans need to be paying attention to that we're not paying attention to? When you look at what's happening, and there's so many things happening, this is what's so challenging, I think, is like there's just so much happening right now all of the time. We can talk about the transgender stuff. And I mentioned, just had Sarah Gonzalez on the show. We were talking about some of the drag show stuff and the undermining of the family. And then you have the economic issues. And as you mentioned, the drug issues and educational issues. So many things to look at. What should we be paying attention to as Americans that we're not paying attention to? And I feel like one of the reasons we're where we are right now is because we haven't been paying attention. What do we need to pay attention to that we haven't been? What's the big threat that is looming on the near horizon?
The biggest threat that I see is that we're funding our own demise. Luke chapter 16, verse 11 made it very clear, if we're not faithful with our unrighteous mammon, no one will ever trust us with true riches. And Luke 16:10, immediately before that, says, if you're faithful in the small things, I'll set you over greater things. We're not being faithful with our money. Our spending, our giving, and our investing are not, they're not being used as they should at the individual level, and therefore they've been captured by the elite through investment ideas like ESG, environment, social, governance, which is a grab bag of leftist ideas. We promote LSV, liberty, security, and values. And if you aren't looking at your investments and saying, is my money being invested for the demise of America or for the benefit of my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, then you're missing it. And if we would get the money part right, we would see so many things fall into place. And one perfect example of that is, I saw today, Steve Bannon sent me a video that showed that the Chinese economy may be only the one-third the size of the United States, and it's been propped up by American capital for the last 20 years. Wow. And we just keep investing in China and supporting China with our spending habits and our investing, and now we've created a mortal threat. If we would get our money part right, and that's why we train financial advisors at Liberty University to help their clients weaponize their money, their giving, spending, and investing, to help their family, number one, and number two, to support their country, to line their investments with their values. we're missing entirely the fact that you may own an index fund. And when you buy shares of an index fund, you're handing off the voting power of that of those shares to a proxy. And the proxy tends to be BlackRock or State Street or Vanguard. Yeah. And they're voting for wokeness at Disney. You wonder why Disney's making little demon shows and supporting all this garbage. It's because they are trying to get a high ESG score. And that's because the American people haven't realized that they've been voting for that high ESG score by owning index funds as opposed to voting their individual shares.
There's an entire new economy being created right now, filled with patriotic companies that have had enough of cancel culture and the left. One you can support every day, and all you have to do is get dressed. I'm talking about Undertak boxers. These have to be the greatest boxers ever made, probably because they have literally been tested by special forces operators. They're made with high-quality material that's antimicrobial, anti-pilling, and moisture-wicking, so you stay fresh and dry all day long. They come with a sturdy yet comfortable waistband that doesn't crack or loosen. Undertak is durable, ultra-thin, and shrink-resistant. Here's the best part. They're almost 30% less than the woke designer brands with the non-binary models. GetUndertak.com. That's GetUndertak.com. 20% off site-wide with the offer code, but only with the offer code SITREP20. SITREP20. Support a great American company that's pro-America, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-military. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. GetUndertak.com. That's GetUndertak.com. Offer code SITREP20. Kevin, can I ask you to speak directly to the spiritual aspect of this? And you mentioned this, you know, who's coordinating it? It's Lucifer. I agree with that. I believe everything is spiritual. We tend to look at things as you know, not spiritual. I don't know if that's secular Americanism, but even in our churches and even as Christians, I think a lot of people separate those out. There's, you know, the spiritual side, and then there's the economic side, the tangible side, whatever. What you just said and what you just described to me sounds fundamentally spiritual. And we talk about a spiritual warfare and however you want to phrase that or however you would communicate that. But can you talk about the spiritual aspect of what we're seeing play out right now? And I guess the point I'm trying to get to is, why are Christians not the ones who are leading the way on this?
Well, you're exactly right. Jesus, though, said that if you want to get to true riches, you have to be faithful with your unrighteous mammon. And
right.
if I could,
right, right.
I'll give a story from 2 Chronicles chapter 34, which is King Josiah. And King Josiah, his great-grandfather was Hezekiah. And Hezekiah was a good king. And he was prosperous, and he stored up his wealth and put it in the temple. His son came along and messed up. He didn't trust God because he didn't have to. He had money to trust, so he put his trust in the money that was stored up in the temple. His grandson did the same thing. But at 8 years old, when Josiah became king, he didn't really know how to trust money, and he knew he was in a tough spot, so he began to trust God. And in the 18th year of his reign, in 2 Chronicles 34, it says that he decided to rebuild the temple, and to do that, he needed to hire craftsmen and artisan. He needed to hire buy stone and lumber. And so what he did, and I call this the economic war of the heart because this is so important, he decided he's going to pay for it by getting the money that had been brought into the temple put out into the community. And it says in 34:14, and when they took out the money that had been brought into the temple, Hilkiah the priest uncovered the book of the law of the Lord as given to Moses. In other words, they did not find the word of God till they got their money out moving and got it right. We are facing an economic war of the heart. Wow. If we don't get our money right, we can't expect that God's going to bless this nation. We can't expect the one thing the rich young ruler lacked. He had an attraction to money. He said, go sell what you've got, give to the poor and come and follow me. There wouldn't have been any evidence that he would have ended up poor, that he wouldn't have had his needs financially met. That's just conjecture. He wasn't sentenced to a life of poverty if he obeyed God with the money. It just proved his heart was there. He couldn't let go of the money. And that's the problem. America, we've been so wealthy, so prosperous, so successful that what happens is when you get it, then you say, hey, where can I invest it so that I never have to work again and never will run out, never have to worry? There's a whole industry built on this idea that you can depend on your money in retirement.
Yep.
Yep. And it's wise. A prudent man sees trouble coming and prepares for it. A fool goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. It's wise to prepare financially. It's foolish to depend on money rather than on God. And when the whole nation does that, then we can be led around by the nose. Economics determine. They're going to determine this election. If Biden lose, if the Democrats lose, it's because the economy's gone south and people are sad about it. It's not really because they've had this spiritual awakening that we want. We better get our money part right first, and then we can trust in true riches. And that's what we talk about in According to Plan. That's one of our three big solutions for how we get America back on the right course.
Yeah, that's so good. What would your advice or insight be to individuals who hear what you're saying and get it? I mean, that resonates with me. What are some principles that we need to follow that we're not following as families, as individuals with our money? And then clearly as a nation, we need to make some different choices and different decisions. But I think it starts with the home and it starts with families doing the right thing. What are some principles that families should be following, adhering to, that they're not?
Well, the Bible is very clear. It says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And unfortunately, too many Americans have made money their treasure. First thing you should do is realize money is a tool God has given you to take care of your family and to help as a weapon win the spiritual war. If you can use the money to buy souls, you should do it. And the wicked steward was one who took his master's money and he used it in order to buy himself a better position after he got fired. Well, here's the truth, and that's also found in that Luke 16 passage.
Yeah.
Here's the truth. The money that we have can be giving, spending, and investing with the right attitude, weaponized to achieve purposes of the kingdom of God. Mm. The best way to do that, and we're trying to make it easy for people, is to watch our show, Economic War Room, and every week we say, here's a problem, here's a solution, and here's the good, beautiful, if we get there. So we do bad, good, beautiful, as opposed to good, bad, ugly. And then we've made it even easier. You can go to NSIC.org, National Security Investment Consultant, NSIC.org, and you can take your financial advisor and nominate him to go through our 8-week course at Liberty University. It won't cost you anything. It'll cost him some money, but he will be trained then on how to help you weaponize your money. And as we continue to get this message out, we get calls every week. Somebody says, I've got $20 million. I want to weaponize it for the kingdom of God. And we said, perfect. We'll try and match you with an advisor. Advisors would be wise, if they hear this, to go sign up for that course, because as soon as they do, they'll have a whole new attitude and a whole new approach, and they'll have a marketing team, us, every week on Blaze TV and everywhere else we can go, telling people to weaponize their money. If we do it at the individual level, giving, look at your giving and say, am I giving to something that is opening the borders? It sounds compassionate, but what they're really doing is bring fentanyl across, or they're involved in human trafficking. Or am I giving to something that's actually going to improve America and make it better for my future? Am I spending? Where am I buying from? Can I pay a little bit more, maybe get higher quality, but not be funding a potential mortal enemy in the Chinese Communist Party? And investing, go through your portfolio and say, what am I investing in? Are these companies on supporting liberty, security, and values, or are they supporting a woke agenda trying to eliminate fossil fuels, bring social justice, critical race theory, and put a quota on board so they have to have so many LGBTQ board members and so many various races and so many of each gender? I don't know how many genders they're up to now, but
more than two, which is
more
crazy.
Than two.
So that's on the individual level. That's so insightful. What can we then do as communities to influence policy in our nation? How do we get those who are being influenced by dark spiritual forces, who care more about money and power than they do the nation that they have been called to lead? How do we influence them in the right direction?
Well, the first thing is we have a unique opportunity for the next couple of weeks going into the midterm. Well, it's not even less than that, but we have a unique opportunity because politicians listen now more than they otherwise do. But when I was going into Washington, working with the Pentagon, warning of economic warfare, I was there oftentimes at my own expense. I'd walk into a congressman's office and they'd say, how much money do you have? How much do you represent? And how much have you given? And how many people support what you're doing? And the answer was, well, you know, I don't have a lot of money. It's my own money. I represent me. And they said, well, look, that's nothing of value to us. So we need to band together. That's why we created the National Security Investment Consultant Institute. And if you help us get financial advisors, we want to train 10,000 advisors representing $1 trillion of financial capital. I guarantee you we will get attention. I'm getting attention now. I've got Dr. Carson, who wrote the foreword for my book, According to Plan, and he's helped me, and a lot of other people have helped me get the attention of congressmen, senators, and so forth. But if we work together and join together and stand up and say, hey, we're weaponizing our money together, we will get their attention, and we can start. At Economic War Room, we have 10 brilliant ideas that have been brought to us to solve problems on the border, to solve problems with the economy and inflation, to solve problems of energy. We have 10 of them. We did a show on that. One of them I'll give you, we call it the Digital Texan. If you didn't know this, Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coins tender within that state. By definition, that means a state can make gold and silver coins tender. If they're tender, that means they're money and they can be accepted. The problem is you walk in with a gold coin. If it's a 1 ounce gold coin and you want to pay for a $50 lunch, you have to shave off little bits of it. Right. But we have a bullion depository in Texas. And in the bullion depository, we can take gold and silver on deposit, or you can give us U.S. dollars and we can convert it to gold and silver. And then we can give you a debit card. You can go spend it and we can fractionalize it for you. And you have an alternative monetary system, which, by the way, is a way that you could own gold and silver without having to pay capital gains taxes if they go up in value because of inflation or the dollar goes down or whatever. You have the opportunity to own gold and silver as money and make that serve as your checking account. That is a constitutional provision that the 1837 Briscoe versus Bank of Kentucky Supreme Court ruling said, oh, yeah, you can do that. I mean, they didn't know about the digital part. They didn't know about the debit card part, but they knew about certificates, taking certificates saying you've got 1/10,000 of gold. And they said that was legal. We can do that now under the Constitution and offer an alternative money supply system just in case the digital dollar becomes a threat, or just in case the U.S. dollar goes down in value because we're spending too much money.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98, and believe me when I say you will get a great night's sleep in these. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailed at $89.98, and is now just $39.98 with the promo code. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-870-0283. Use the promo code SITREP, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code SITREP.
When you look at everything that's happening and you lay out a process, you have a process to turn things around, are you hopeful or positive? And I would say maybe in two lanes. One, that Americans are finally getting it, finally understanding that something needs to be done. Are you positive there? And then on the other hand, positive that we can actually enact nationally this change that will fortify us economically and in so many other ways, but defend, protect, hang on to the freedom that we enjoy and traditionally, historically have as Americans. Are you positive? Are you encouraged?
I'm always hopeful because my hope is in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm actually hopeful at this point in time because People are worried about their finances, and this is the ideal opportunity for us to go in and talk to them about the difference between two systems, one that promotes individual liberty that is highly successful throughout history, and one that promotes collectivism and socialism. And we had this break. Fortunately, the Supreme Court ended the vaccine mandate through OSHA. Yeah. And that requirement. Had they not, they would have been able to disenfranchise a very large percentage of the American people, debank them, and virtually throw them out into the streets as deplorables. But because we have this narrow window and we have this election coming up, we have an opportunity to make our case that God reigns in heaven above and that he has offered us the opportunity to self-govern. If we do under his rules and his laws, then I believe that we have great future and hope for America.
That's great. Kevin, one more time, where can people get the book? And you've written several books, but get this book and follow the Economic War Room and the other stuff that you're involved in.
Well, you can get the book at accordingtoplanbook.com/EWR. And the reason for the forward slash is that'll give you a buy one, get one. So you buy one for $17.76 and you get one free. And you can learn more about Economic War Room at economicwarroom.com. And there's a place you can click there and sign up to receive our free weekly economic battle plan. And with that, you'll get a PDF document that explains what we covered in the show. In fact, what we'll do is we'll send you an email every week saying, this is the show that we've covered. Here's where you can watch it streaming for free outside the Blaze paywall. And then you can get this free document and stay up to date on all the projects, all the things that we're doing. It's one or two emails a week. It's not overwhelming, but that's economicwarroom.com.
Kevin Freeman, thank you so much. Really appreciate what you're doing. And, man, what a insightful yet encouraging and hopeful view of what's happening in the world. And when our faith and our confidence is in Jesus Christ, then we can't help but have hope. And so what a great perspective. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
We were not made to live in isolation. Sadly, many of our veterans feel they need to fight their battles alone. This self-isolation has led to the staggering statistic of more than 20 veterans taking their lives every day.
A lot of guys end up drinking, a lot of guys end up losing hope. Some of them will go to the VA and they'll try to get, prescription medications to help with PTSD. They'll get pills for anxiety, they'll get pills because they can't sleep, now they'll get pills for depression. Before they know it, they're taking 12 different medications. And when it's not working out, these guys lose hope, and that's why there's 23 guys a day committing suicide.
The mission of Mighty Oaks is to eradicate the veteran suicide epidemic and help our warriors change their legacies. As a result, we've been able to help over 4,000 veterans and first responders by equipping them with the tools they need to live the lives they were created to live.
Everything they said just kept hitting me in the heart over and over and over again. It's like all the things that I didn't know that I needed to hear. And I opened my heart to God that week, dude, and I've been a different person ever since.
Our faith-based, peer-to-peer approach has one of the highest success rates of any program available today, offering hope and understanding to those who need it most. We provide our programs and resources, including travel, at no cost to our warriors.
I remember talking to a licensed social worker who actually handed me a pamphlet to Mighty Oaks. So I went. And I'm glad I did.
By aligning their lives to biblical principles, these men and women are able to lead their families, their communities, and our nation. Our mission is to serve and restore our nation's warriors and families who have endured hardship through their service to America, and to help them find new life purpose through hope in Christ. It's your generosity that can make a difference in the lives of the men and women who have fought for our country and our freedoms. Now that they're home, don't let them fight alone. Learn more at mightyoaksprograms.org.
Grateful for that conversation. And man, these are the perspectives we must have. And so really thankful for someone like Kevin, who not only has the perspective, but can forcefully and clearly explain it to us and help us to understand what we need to do, the connection between our money, how we spend it, and really the spiritual aspects of life, and just understanding that
everything is spiritual. That is the undergirding, the foundation of everything, but that it connects certainly to the physical and the tangible. Very grateful for that perspective. Please take some time to share this with other folks. There are others in your life that need to hear it. If you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you do that. That is also very important. Conversations like this and others are pushed out several times a week. We want to make sure that you have these episodes as soon as they are published, and you can do that by subscribing. Please do that. Again, share this out with others. And then take some time. Go over to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. Search for The Situation Report. You can find us there. And we would love for you to subscribe. Hit that notification bell again so you know when content like this is pushed your direction. Other content there as well that we'd love to share. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're watching, please do share this content out with others. And we look forward to talking to you next time.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.